All right. We are live. Hope everyone's having a great day. Hey, welcome to the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. And today, man, we talking about, it's the day after Christmas. First off, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate this holiday season. But most importantly, hey, 2025. Man, I remember talking about goals just a year ago. I was reflecting on that as I was approaching this podcast. Last time, me and Christina talked about, you know, our goals, how we set them, the beginning of the year, and what happens, right? We blink and we're approaching into 2025. So today, we doing a resolution reboot, okay? We talking about a fresh new take on goal setting. And I'm super excited to share this information with you. I do it every single year. And we're going to keep it going. I got a great quote I want to share with you. But as always, hey, we got a special going on here at ECU till the end of the year. If you need help in your career, if you're a director, VP, or executive, or have aspirations to be, you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free consult with our team. We have a huge percent of off all of our products here at ECU. So definitely take advantage of that. Again, that's execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get into it. Man, I saw this quote a couple days ago, and I just got to share it with you, because this is what we talk about in the leadership and development class, right? So what I learned from my mentor is I learned me, we, us leadership, right? In three different phases, what John Maxwell teaches as well. But the first, right, me leadership is how can I get myself right? And to get ourselves right, we're absolutely talking about goals. But before we talk about goals, right, I want to share a little blurt from my man, Patrick Bet David. Okay. He said, it's your way of thinking. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to look right now. Where are you at? Okay. Where are you at in your current job? Are you a director of sales? Are you a VP of marketing? What's your weight? How's your marriage? How's your kids? How's your confidence? How's your business if you own one? How's your income? How's your savings? Okay. Whether it's whatever you got, you are where you are today because of the way you think. This is very important. You are where you are today because of the way you think. That's why you got the job you got, the family you got, the money you got, etc., right? It's the way we think and process information. So he says, I encourage you to think about what new ways of thinking do you need as we approach in 2025? Then the question becomes, how do you get that new way of thinking? Right? To literally transform your life. He said, one of the ways that worked for me to get a new way of thinking is by being a part of different strategy sessions and a mastermind. So this is my one tip for you as we approach goal setting in 2025. Hey, you need to hook up. You need to connect. You need to collaborate with people. Okay. You need to find a couple people, a course, a program to help you with leadership, communication, level up in your career, like through ECU. Right? But the easiest way to do it is with other people. That's why I'm super excited if you're tuning in right now, because I'm going to share some of my goals for 2025, and I want you to do them as well. And Patrick Beck David, hey, he just exited a company for $300 million. Okay. Came from nothing. Love his story. Look him up. Served in the military for a little bit and then built a massive financial services institution that he just exited. Super inspiring story. Okay. And another quote that I learned from my mentor, Brandon Dawson, from Dr. Robert Anthony in an amazing book called Beyond Positive Thinking. It goes something like this, okay? It says, those who need to see it before they can believe it, always find it difficult to grow and change. That's a lot of people out there in America, right? They think they need to see something to believe it. Oh, I'll believe it when I see it. That is not the way the world works. That's not the way the goals work, right? We don't write a goal down thinking we're never going to achieve it and then embark on the journey, right? So the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're going to talk about reflecting, creating goals, how me and Christina do it, why we've had so much success, what our mentors have taught us. But ultimately, this is about the way you think. This is about what you believe is possible. So let's get into it. Hey, Gary and Anna and Martin and Scott, thanks for tuning in live over there on LinkedIn. I appreciate you. Know you're going to get a lot of value from this. All right, let's get started. Okay. We're talking about this resolution reboot so that we can get locked in for 2025, right? Write some goals, achieve them, and develop an action plan to achieve them. Number one, what I want you to do as we get started, in 2024, okay, is list out what went well and what did not go well. I have a list of both. Hey, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't have everything figured out in life in multiple areas, right? Whether it's health, relationships, finance, career, personal growth, I'm still learning as well, right? It's funny, you think you're having a little bit of success and then you put yourself in a room with other people that are massively more successful than you and you're like, man, I got a lot of work to do, right? I was going to share this later, but recently I was with my mentor who said that one of his goals for 2024 was clocking 500 professional development hours. And he achieved it like last week. Man, 500. Ladies and gentlemen, what is that? 365 days. So what's that like? 1.15, something like that, hours per day just devoted on your own personal development. Here's congrats to my mentor. So, hey, you need to think what went well in 2024 that we need to continue with, right? And what did not go well? We need to learn from it right now. That's insanity, right? When we keep making the same mistakes, okay? Don't do that. Now, make that list, okay? What do we need to take with us? What do we not need to do? And then number two, okay? Here, I want you to rate yourself for 2024. I want you to identify, I want you to evaluate the different areas of your life. There's typically five in all the books you read. Let's hit them. Career, personal growth, relationships, health, and finances. Using a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate these? How would you rate these? I'll do it right now. So career, I'm going to give that, let me see. Let's come back to that one. Jeez. Personal growth. Hey, I definitely did more in 2023, right? Man, Christine and I came off on 2023. Like, we had the board filled so much with everything that we accomplished in 2023. As we approached 2024, I was like, man, that's going to be hard to beat. 2023 was probably like the biggest transformational year of our lives. So when we were coming into 2024, I was like, man, we have some big shoes to fill. Personal growth, I would say, hey, I was a 5. You know, I got busy with business growth and different things and business challenges that I don't think I devoted enough to my own personal growth. Now, hey, I did a lot. I read a lot of books, went to a lot of conferences, but from what I knew I could accomplish, I'm going to give that a 5. Relationships, I'm going to give that a 5 as well. Hey, I didn't do too great in relationship building, right? Because again, right, we each have a pie every single day. There's only so many things that you can focus on, right? So I tried to get it in when I could. I tried to connect with people at night, on weekends, and doing different things. But hey, these are two of my big goals for 2025. We'll get to that in a sec. Health. Now, here's that situation where I excelled in. I'm going to give my health a 9. One of my 2024 goals was to stay committed to working out every single week, 4 times a week. Predominantly, 97% of the time, I did that in 2024. The only hiccup was basically, what did I run into? Yeah, a couple injuries where I had to take a little bit of time off, but very proud of myself with my health and wellness in that. Hey, finances, I'm going to give that a 7, right? Because, hey, most of the year we had the business finances, et cetera, but we didn't have a strategic plan for the Madden family, right? Christina and I just developed it recently, right, on some of our financial goals, which I will share with you soon. I'm going to give myself a 7. All right, now let's go back to career. In my career, I'm going to give myself a 7 as well. How did you do in 2024? So again, let's talk about the areas: career, finances, personal growth, relationships, and health. How did you do in 2024? What are some areas that maybe need a little more attention, right? Mandeep, yes, wishing you a season filled as well with laughter. And Keith, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. All right. So essentially what we're talking about first is we want to do a self-assessment. That's what we just talked about. How 2024 go? What are some things we learned? What are some things we need to improve on? And just conducting a quick little self-assessment to see where we're at right now. Okay. Now, here's what we need. Here's where I want you to start when we talk about creating goals that are aligning with where we're trying to go in life. Now, here's a good way to do it. We're going to fast forward for a second. Are you ready? Fast forward. It's December 31st, 2025. We're looking back on 2025. What are you seeing? Okay. How do you know, right? How do you know if I'm reaching the end of 2025? How do I know if I've had a successful year? How are you going to know if you've had a successful year at the end of 2025? I need you to start thinking about that. How much money's in your bank? What have you done with relationships? What have you done with health and wellness? What have you done in your marriage, right? What have you done for personal and professional growth? Where are you at in your career? These are questions you need to ask yourself right now. Because success, as we keep talking about it on the Success by Design podcast, right? Success means something different to everybody. Okay. We got people who want to work at big four companies and work 80 hours a week and get up at 2 a.m. in the morning and talk to Japan and China, right? What is it for you, right? What does, you know, a great career look like? We're fast forward until December 31st. What's popping in your head? Okay. Now, we need to identify what matters to you. Okay. Some things are going to matter more than other, right? Some of you are going to prioritize health, relationships, personal growth, career. What do you need to truly prioritize in 2025? Is it your finances? Is it your career? Okay. So here's what we do. I want you to write down, right? Because we're trying to map these out today, ladies and gentlemen, right? We're trying to get a head start on 2025. We don't want to wait till the last minute. This should get you jacked excited, right? These are your goals for the future. This is the reason that you are on this planet, right? To get better. So ask yourself, what are three priorities? I'm keeping it easy on you because you're going to do the rest after the podcast. What are three priorities that you want to accomplish in 2025? Now, while you're on this podcast, I want you to determine, okay, one personal goal, one professional goal, and one financial goal. By the way, I'm meeting with my team right now. They just scheduled it out over the next 2 weeks. I want to know about my team, the team I'm leading. I want to know their goals for 2025. I want to know what are they doing in their personal, right? What are goals they have in their personal life? What are goals they have in their professional life? What are some of their financial targets? I want to know this, right? I want to know, why are these goals important to them? Why do they want to achieve them? And how can I assist them reaching their goals? And that's what we'll talk about here shortly. So here is just a couple goals I have, but it's kind of different than what I write down every day, right? Again, on this podcast, I'm sharing you how I do it, okay? All right, so a couple of my goals. I have some personal goals. Hey, one is I'm sure you've heard, right? Me and Christine are moving to Nashville. I'm going to run the Nashville Marathon. So that is one fitness target I have. I've been back into running. My foot's feeling good. So I'm super excited about that. Me too. My mentor did 500 hours of professional development. That is my target for my personal goal as well, right? I want 500 hours of professional development. I'm going to write two books. I'm almost complete with one. It's about to get uploaded. So stay tuned for that, called Start Then Optimize. Okay, professional goals. Hey, this is something exciting here at Exec Upgrades. We haven't said this yet. So this is the big goal for 2025. Hey, we've helped thousands of people in their career and become better leaders and help get promoted and master their first 100 days. We've even now helped organizations with recruitment of some of these top performers. That's been really exciting as well. Hey, in 2025, we are going to embark and do some staffing and recruiting for the federal government. So we're really excited about that. We are, if you don't know, I did 22 years in the Army. I'm a service-connected disabled veteran. So, hey, we get kind of a little bit of priority on some of those contracts. So here at Exec Upgrades, we are going to be staffing some executives for the federal government. So stay tuned. So these positions could be on naval bases, army bases, other government contracting roles. So we're super excited to embark on next that new journey. So that's one of the big goals for 2025 on the professional side. And hey, financing on a finance goal we have. Christine and I are moving into a new house that is, you know, like 4,000 square feet in Nashville. So we are, you know, I'm developing a budget right now of, hey, how much money do we have to save to fill up this house? That's a big house, right? So we need, you know, beds and new desks and et cetera, because we're moving out of Florida. So those are some of my goals, right? What are some of your goals, right? Before you leave this podcast, hey, even if you're listening to it later on Spotify or Apple, do me a favor, pull over your car, right? If you're driving, and say, hey, what is one personal, professional, and financial target that I have? Okay. Jeb, nice work on your health. Hey, I appreciate that, sir. All right. So I've shared with you some of my goals. Okay. Now, how do we break? Now, this is where people struggle. It's typically not coming up with goals. It's like, how do I start? And don't worry, I got a whole book for you where I just load you up with information. But now I'm going to give you a couple highlights, right? Avoid overwhelm. Some of you might have massive goals, right? But we break them down into smaller steps. Let me give you an analogy. Plus, hey, a big tip for you. I learned this from Grant Cardone. I write my goals down as if I've already achieved them in the present tense. So Grant says, like, hey, I own 10,000 apartment complexes. That's the way he writes it down. But for me, if my goal is the 500 professional hours, right? What am I going to say? Hey, every single day every day of 2025, I enhance my personal development through, you know, an hour and a half of X, right? See how I just broke that down? So it's 500 hours. Man, that seems like a lot of hours. That you're right. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of podcasts. That's a lot of mentoring, right? But how can I break that down into manageable steps, right? So I don't get overwhelmed. Well, hey, I'm going to do an hour a day, whatever that breaks into. Okay. I'm also, right, when we talk about preparing for this marathon, that could be overwhelming as well. But here's what I know, right? I need to run 30 miles a week, right? So in 2025, I'm going to write, I run 30 miles per week, because that's my marathon train up. So what I try to do is write these down as if I'm already doing them. I'm already achieving them. That's what helps me, because what a lot of people don't know is you can actually tell your mind what you want to do. A lot of people don't visualize. A lot of people don't see themselves doing kind of these things. They kind of write their goals down. Then they think about how hefty they are, how overwhelming they are, because they don't break it into manageable steps and they don't talk in the present tense as, hey, I've actually already done this or I'm doing this now. You need to celebrate wins consistently, right? Consistent wins build momentum and keep you moving forward. So I write goals, right? Here's how I write them. Those present tense, I've already achieved them goals every single day. I write them down as if I've already achieved them. Now, I write them down when I wake up in the morning. I write them down when I go to sleep at night. And most importantly, I write them down every time I have a setback, because when things aren't going the way that they planned or I'm dealing with something, hey, I want to get my mind off of, like, I'm in it right now with whatever challenge I'm dealing with. And I always want to stay focused on my goals. Now, a lot of people have told me, geez, Tim, you write your goals down a lot. Yeah. They're important to me, man. Are your goals important to you? You should know them. They should be written down. These are precious. This is your life. This is you trying to be better for your family, for your community, to live up to your potential. Yeah, these things are important. I want to think about them a lot. I want to have them posted up. This is just what helps me. And if you've been struggling with completing your 2024 goals, your 2023 goals, your 2022, 2021, I assure you, hey, think about them multiple times a day. Write them down every time you're having a setback, right? Write them down all the time. Become obsessed with achieving them. And just know, most people don't. We're approaching January 1st. Tony Robbins already put out some statistical data that said 95% of people within, like, I think 3 or 4 days after January 1st already give up on their New Year's resolutions to stop drinking, to get in shape or whatever. 95%. Don't let that be you. Think about them a lot. You have to know during this time as well, the challenges are going to come. right? Setbacks are inevitable. Me too. Hey, I had a, you know, I had a goal to work out at least four times a week, like lifting weights. I ran two in addition to that. But hey, I didn't hit my target because of some injuries. So what are you going to do when setbacks are inevitable? Hey, when I was injured, I would still walk and stretch. I didn't really count that as a workout though. But remember, like, setbacks are going to happen, right? But don't let it derail your progress. Now, the best way you can achieve your goals in 2024, right, is to share your goals with someone you trust, with a coach, with a mentor, or inside a mastermind or a group. When you have accountability, when it comes to fitness, losing weight, getting a job or whatever, there's statistical data out there that says, I think it's something of close to 80% more of people will actually even reach their goals because of an accountability partner or group. So, hey, if you've struggled in the past before, whether it be saving money or something, hey, get yourself an accountability person, okay, where you can check in with them weekly or monthly to assess, like, where you're at, where are they at, right? We did that, me and Derek on the team, right, have set many fitness goals. I think we've done 75 hard two or three times. We've done other fitness challenges, right? When we do those, hey, I want to do them with somebody else, right? I want that person to hold me accountable and me to hold them accountable as well. Now, celebrating wins. Think about this. Maybe think, hey, maybe break this out. Maybe month one, maybe I keep my fitness right. I work out this many times and I eat well. Maybe you celebrate at the end of 30 days, the end of 90 days, 180 days, right? So maybe you can make this like a game, right? What are your milestones that you want to hit, right? Reward yourself with something, just little hacks to help you. Now, I also want to say something very important. Okay. Remember, most people don't have goals. Most people don't write them down, think about them. Most people give up even when they do that. This is a very important thing I want to share with you too. This is just from Brian Tracy. He says, keep your goals confidential. Keep your goals confidential. Follow me for a second. Don't discuss your goals with anybody except that the great majority of people are threatened by anybody who has a goal. It's crazy, man. Your family ever tell you that? We love you just the way you are. Why are you always worried about making more money or climbing the corporate ladder? You're in good enough shape and on and on and on, right? They're worried. It makes them feel, it makes your family, friends, et cetera, typically feel inferior and inadequate because they don't have goals of their own. Man, that's just sad, right? So only discuss your goals with people who also have goals of their own. That's very important. Have you ever told someone one of your goals and they say, man, that's silly. Why are you going to do that? Anyone who's had success, right? I tell you what, if you tell Michael Jordan your goals, I bet he doesn't think they're silly. I bet Kobe doesn't think they're silly, right? I bet so many people, right? Successful people don't think goals are silly. They know that they're mandatory to get better at life, period, end of story, anything, okay? So if you go sharing your goals to anyone and you feel like you're getting some negative resistance, hey, just remember, they probably don't have goals of their own. And you probably shouldn't be hanging out with them, okay? So, hey, Karuna, I didn't know you lived in Nashville. So, what is one actionable step you can take today? You should have already done that, right? You should have rated yourself, done a self-assessment, and wrote down a personal, professional, financial goal. These are other things that helps me. Other things are me and Christina typically do some type of vision board. And what's crazy is when we look back over the years, we've almost accomplished every single thing that's ever been on it, right? Back in the day, I wanted, you know, a Range Rover. We wanted a nice house. We wanted something else, right? We accomplished a lot of those goals over the years that were on our vision board. So, hey, I don't think they're silly. I don't think goals are silly. I don't think writing them down is silly, right? You know what I think is really silly? Man, not having goals, rolling into 2025. Because what do you think is going to change in 2025 if you don't have any goals, if you don't take daily action, if you don't tweak them along the way? You're not going to get anywhere. We should all agree that, you know, through life, as you get older, your experience level should go up, your money should go up, your enjoyment should go up, because you should have access to more information and you should be implementing it. Who wants to go in reverse next year? Who wants to finish the year with less money, right? In a less role, right? A role you know you're super overqualified for and have the same old friends doing the same old things in the same old place. Man, that doesn't sound very exciting. All of you are tuned in right now because you want to have success in your career. You want to have success with your money, probably with relationships as well, right? But it's not going to change unless something changes. And it all starts with the way that you think. Okay. So take the time to really decide, hey, what's important of you, right? How are we going to come to December 31st, right? And know we've had a successful year. What would I have had to accomplish? Now, to accomplish that, what daily actions do I need to take every single day? How can I make sure I don't forget by writing my goals down multiple times per day in that present tense? Good luck. Hey, if you need help accomplishing the goals in your career, do me a favor. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.